sun. I've never known when to shut up.
Hello. Hello, my friends. It's just Norm. It is Saturday afternoon. Hot, steamy West Central Florida. August 27th, 2016. As usual, the plan was to get up early this morning because Pepita was working. There's just something anymore about a Saturday after waking up at approximately 4:30 a.m. Monday through Friday that is unappealing. Maybe when the stirring of the cool breezes returns, I'll have a little bit more incentive. But I've noticed as of late that I just can't turn the pillow loose much anymore. Early in the morning. Anyway, I am out getting my miles in, and I'm just a bit distracted with the threat of rain. They're calling for increased chances of thunder showers in the afternoon on through tomorrow. And I believe that's related to a couple of weather systems in the tropics. One of them, they're watching, and they're calling it Invest 99. I've never heard that before. They usually name these with a person's name and call it a tropical depression. But maybe before it becomes a tropical depression, or if it's unorganized, those are the kind of names they give them. Though I've not heard that before. This one, Invest 99, is heading towards Hispaniola, and there's been a lot of back and forth by the weather forecasters as to whether this one can turn into something ominous. I think it's just too early to tell, but it seems to have garnered quite a bit of attention. So I seek to get whatever miles I can today, though I'm hoping for 6, 7, or 8 should weather and energy and initiative carry me that far. I spoke last week in an episode entitled "I Was So Much Younger Then." I didn't put it to the groups. So, for example, I didn't put it in the Extra Mile Podcast Facebook group. And I didn't put it in the Slow Runners Club Facebook page group. As I have in the past, I just put it out on one morning. And then I know it goes out to iTunes and Stitcher, which is partnered with a new company, by the way. Kind of changing things up a little bit, like Spreaker. But the reason I mentioned that I didn't put it on those pages was because I looked back on the stats page, which I do peruse from time to time, just to see if anyone really is still listening to these silly casts. And there's a rather low showing. So, for example, the website might get up to 18 or 20 hits upon initially releasing an episode with me putting it in those groups. But last week, I noticed it was only like 4 hits. And then I looked a day or so later, and it was climbing ever so slowly. So, I guess what that really means is if I don't advertise the show, people just don't listen. However, that may be a misnomer. There may be a bunch of folks listening on iTunes and Stitcher, but I don't know what those stats are. The reason I even mention that is because I didn't put them on the Facebook pages for a particular reason. And that's because I've become so sorry about the traffic. I'm crossing Milwaukee Avenue. I didn't want to pause it. I'm going to take a unscheduled walk break. I've been so poor at participating on either one of those. I'm not posting much in the way of runs. I'm not commenting that much on other people's training, and I feel like it would be taking advantage of Kevin and or Adam to advertise my show on a Facebook page in which I'm just really not contributing to. I'm not participating. I'm not putting in my fair share. Does that make sense? So, yeah, I just kind of wanted to put that out there and see what you guys thought about that. I can be a little hard on myself sometimes. Or maybe not hard enough. But yeah, if I don't participate, if I don't put my two cents in, then I don't feel like I have the right to put my podcast on there to share. And if I don't share it there and people aren't listening, then I have to ask myself, well, why am I doing this if not many people listen? I used to say if two people listen, that would be enough, but sometimes my verbiage is a bit forced. I don't like that. I want it to be spontaneous and natural. So there you have it. Just some random thoughts. Returning thoughts. I think I ponder these things from time to time. I revisit them in my mind. I'm stirred by my spirit and intuition. Let's get back to the running. I don't know if you can hear a little splish splash. I've got a bottle of water in my pocket. It sounds kind of odd, doesn't it? A bottle of water in my pocket. So if thirst and fatigue overtakes me, I'll be prepared. I got two runs in this week, which is always the goal. Spaced out a little further than I wanted. I've, for the longest time, been a Tuesday, Thursday kind of guy. But over the past, I don't know, could we say a year or so, moved to Monday, Wednesday. Just seems like after the Saturday run, kind of chomping on the bit to run on Monday. And Mondays and Wednesdays seem to be easier days to break away from work at the end of the day in order to get the runs in than Tuesdays and Thursdays do. So I did run Monday. That was because I had off on Monday. I ran in the late morning and it was a scorcher, but I got 7 in, so I was pleased with that. Sorry, I should have paused it. I felt like there'd only be one or two cars and I could move past them. The next time there's heavy traffic, I'll be a little bit more inclined to pause. And as well, I find myself running a bit faster when there's traffic and getting out of my rhythm and my cadence. So, where was I? Monday I ran, and then Wednesday, the temptation to run again was great. However, this past Wednesday, my Wednesday night Bible study started back up again, which I've really been yearning for. And as well, Shell now attends the teen youth group. And Giselle is starting Awana on Wednesday nights this year. So Wednesdays are out of the question unless it's going to be a short run, which could be a bit of a new routine for me. I could do a Monday long run, a Wednesday short run and a Thursday short run to make up my two longer runs for the weekdays. And it would be a way to shake up the training schedule a little bit. So that's a consideration. But for right now, I've been feeling like I need to move back to Tuesday and Thursday. I'll keep you posted. So, with all that said, I don't know if I told you that I got a run in this past Thursday. I got 7 miles on the Triple C. Seemed like it had been a while since I'd been there. At least a week, week and a half. It's been raining and thundering a lot lately as well. That's pushed back some runs overall during the month of August. But I think, in general, I've been keeping my runs to an average of 7-ish miles each outing, which is not bad for the old boy. I'd like to scoot that up to 8 and 9 miles an outing. Maybe when the cooler weather gets here, that'll be within reach. I think I spoke last weekend about the renewing of the vows ceremony, and that went off splendidly. On the corner of Lexington and New York, kind of looping my way through my neighborhood to add some mileage before I hit the straightaways and the more trafficked areas. Yeah, the vow renewal went really well. My wife was very happy. I wasn't expecting it, but for the renewal of the vows, where we each had a letter to read to each other, I didn't know this was going to happen, but she sang to me. It's very heartfelt and genuine. And tears were streaming down her face. Imagine that. She loves me. And in all my unlovableness, she loves me. It was funny because she whispered to me just before we did the vows, I'll take a walk break. She said, "I forgot my letter." And I looked at her just so calm, because I mean, we were just about to start the ceremony. We were standing before the pastor. I said, "Don't worry about it, hon. It's okay. Just speak from your heart. It's too late now." So the ceremony commenced, and I then read my vows and then handed the microphone to her, and she said, "Before I start mine, can somebody please get my letter out of my purse?" She was determined to get that letter, so Rizal ran to get it. And when she came back, she started the singing, and then she read her vows after that. So yeah, she needed it, but I didn't know. So it was a nice ceremony. We exchanged new rings. People danced a little bit. I did not dance much. We did a, you know, presentation of bride and groom, and I stumbled through a very awkward dance. I've got no rhythm. But it was nice. Made her happy. So let's get back to it here. I made an effort to catch up on some podcasts this week. I listened to the latest Keep It Unplugged, and he was sharing how he was walking in cool temperatures, which made jealousy rear its ugly head in my heart. And he spoke about the anticipation of Buckeye football season, dieting with the members of Extra Mile Podcast's Bigger Loser contest group. That's going great for all. He genuinely sounded like a happy and lovely personality, Kevin, that we've all come to know and be grateful for. I heard Carlos running on or around his birthday. His birthday was this week, and there was even an audio in there of he and his family out to dinner. I'm thinking it was the birthday dinner. And I listened to that on Friday. I'm trying to remember the name of that show. I can't. He was listening to Steve Hailstone while he was running, and answering Steve and listening to the cadence timer. That's the episode I heard. And I heard Steve get just a bit turned around in the Nockamixon Park trails the other day. And I know that James was trying to study today, but the smell of his wife cooking bacon was somewhat distracting. James has a new episode out. I think it's American Parts, something like that. I'm gonna try to get to that tonight, but busy, busy norm. It's been a struggle just to get those three episodes in with the rapid going by of time every day and the tiredness and weariness of my mind. Not sadness, not discouragement, just weariness. Grateful I'm allowed to be able to experience weariness. I think Steve and Jim have been making mention of the cooler temperatures as well up in the Great Northeast. I'm a bit jealous, but it'll be coming to me. I'm on the other side of a pause break in which I stopped to drink that sloshing water that you heard. I'm replacing that distracting sound with the sound of traffic here on Betty Lane. Not Penny Lane, but Betty Lane. After making several loops in my neighborhood and having a course plotted out, I completely abandoned the course to just run the straightaways. Don't usually run down this portion of Betty Lane, but there it is. I'm heading south towards Clearwater, where I will encounter Hillcrest. Well, first Palmetto, Hillcrest, Cleveland, Drew, and perhaps Gulf to Bay. Should I make it that far? Then the turnaround on Highland will give me around about 3 miles back to the house. And that'll give me that, at least the 7 I was looking for. Couple skipped walk breaks, couple taken walk breaks, feeling okay right about now. Kind of somewhere between getting acclimated to the heat and approaching the fatigue factor. Probably somewhere right in the middle of that. Certainly not anywhere near steady state or glory zone. Just kind of holding my own right about now. The baseball season is winding down. It is the thick of it. It is late August with just a handful of September games to play that are meaningful. And for the Mets, I do have some meaningful games, though it would be a real, real, I'm going to say long shot for us to make the postseason. Because we're chasing the final wild card spot held by the St. Louis Cardinals. We're about 3.5 back of the Cardinals. Now, while we have a good amount of games to play, we need some help in my mind. So, obviously we need the Cardinals to start losing. That may or may not happen. The Marlins are also chasing that final wild card spot. And it would be nice if the Nationals started losing some games, because then we could actually contend for the games in our division. It would give us a stronger platform in which to make the postseason. So we play the Phillies. I'm sorry. Playing the Phillies tonight. We play the Marlins and the Nationals a couple times during the month of September, and we could gain ground on them if we could beat them. The Marlins are certainly a team we've had some success beating in the past, but the Nationals are playing like they should have played last season. I don't think they're catchable. So, if we were to get a wild card, I'd be pretty happy with the Mets if they made it to the wild card, because let's face it, we've had a slew of injuries. And while I never want to use injuries as an excuse, a team can kind of get down and they can kind of fold on their own because they're disheartened about the injuries. I still think we have enough talent, but we've got to play. We've got to play harder, and that's something I believe. You know, I believe that talent isn't the only answer.
You got to play with passion, with urgency, with desperation. I'd like to see the Mets play like that more often. I saw them play like that against San Francisco last week, against St. Louis midweek, and against the Phillies last night. But it needs to be more consistent. Sorry about the traffic. Taking just a little bit of an extended walk break here, and I did pause it, some of the slew of traffic. And then just another car came up on me, and I paused for that. Now there's one behind me. I don't like to keep pressing the pause button. It kind of distracts me, and I don't know how it comes across. You have to kind of blend that in carefully on the editing portion. So. In the meantime, let's put JD's Cubs up on the pedestal and wish them a successful launch into the postseason, because they really are tearing it up. So, my hat's off to you, JD. I'm actually wearing a hat today, too. I'm glad for you and your Cubbies. Yeah, let's start running again here. I'm still on Betty Lane. It's about to end. I'm directly across the street from one of the golf courses that Betty Lane shares with Palmetto Street and Highlands, a large city block wide. I don't know the name of it, but pretty popular course. Oh, here we go. It says Clearwater Country Club. Maybe it's the Clearwater Golf Course. I don't know. I couldn't find the initiative to go up the hammock this late in the day and as hot as it was. I like to be there in the cool of the morning. Quiet. This time of day is just, I don't know. My body and mind have gotten used to asphalt traffic running at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm running up and down some little small hills in the grass on the outer fringe of the golf course now, but still on Betty Lane. Well, I think, I can't think of anything else of any interest or importance to speak about. I think I'll indulge my mind in the euphoria of the back three. Before I started, I downloaded some music. Free music archive to kind of put together for this episode. So maybe this run may be music to talk by, or talking to music. You get the drift. That may be a very musical episode. I hope that the selections I pick for you are to your liking. They're artists who are often unknown, given their music, to my understanding, to be uploaded or downloaded from this website. And you don't hear many of their names. Although, two names I saw when I downloaded music today were ones that I recognized. One was, I think, how you doing? Good. Yeah, he's just staring away at me as I'm talking. One is Justin Towns Earl, Justin Earl Towns, something like that. I know I've heard that name before. And another one was My Morning Jacket. I saw a song by my morning jacket with. Forget that lead singer's name. He's a folk artist. Jim something. I can't remember. But anyway, the music has a folksy sound to it. Sometimes it's old-time blues, rhythm and blues, folk, maybe a little gospel, a little country. Yeah, I like that kind of music. And I've never heard those songs before. Sometimes the words ring true, but a lot of times it's just the melody I like, and then that kind of blends out into the podcast. So I hope you enjoy it. It's almost never meant to set a theme, because I don't usually do that with my podcast. I mean, I ramble, right? There's never a real theme to what I'm saying. There's 4 mile marker. Not bad, Norm. On a hot day. So, anyway. I think I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, that I love you. And we'll talk again. I really hate to record if it sounds forced to you. I'd rather record every so often instead of weekly or bi-weekly. I'm always very aware that people are prompting me to record if I don't put one out every couple of weeks. And I know the thought, I know the intent is good. I just, sometimes the long-winded one is not so long-winded anymore. Anyway, I love you guys, my brothers and my sisters in the running community. And we'll talk again. Until then. Bye-bye.
Drove 700 miles just to see you smile. When I got there, we just frowned at the earth turned upside down, and the trees pulled from the ground. I feel like Louisiana the day after the storm. Gave my whole heart to Anna, and hers turned cold. I took the right supplies, flashlights and little lies, 'cause after a while it smells when those lies, they just tell themselves. I feel like day after the storm, 'cause I gave my whole heart to Anna, and hers turned cold, keeping it warm. They say help's coming soon, but it's been too many moons. Their light reflected on the ocean on her lawn, right here in Louisiana. The day after the storm, I gave my whole heart to Anna, and hers turned cold, keeping it warm. Yeah, hers turned cold.